Artie Cayley, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll celebrate the All-Ireland Flockeol by playing music from past winners. Thanks for being here. Cade May La Falcha. You're very welcome here for this 213th edition of the Kitchen Party Cayley. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know, and a lot you probably don't. It's the third Sunday in August, and we've got a special program for you this evening. The All-Ireland Flockeol is going on now, and as we typically do this time of year, we've got a themed third Sunday show full of past All-Ireland winners. Not much to tell you in advance, you're just in for some of the best Irish trad there is, as performed by some of the very best in the craft. We're going to fly out of the gate with a three-time All-Ireland champion. Not only did this gentleman win three times, he did it on three different instruments. And not only that, he did it in the same year. I'm pretty sure that's the only time that's ever happened in the 65-year history of the All-Ireland Fla. And he's an American to boot. I'm speaking, of course, of Isaac Alderson, originally from Chicago and now living on the East Coast. We've heard Isaac before with Comus and the Yanks, and from this latter group, let's enjoy a medley of Corny Is Coming, The New Mown Meadow, and The Graff Spey from their 2014 album, Haymaker. We'll follow Isaac with another All-Ireland winner with ties to Chicago, but first, here are the Yanks on the Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you. Martin Hayes, the always brilliant fiddler who's one of our favorites, with a long and varied set there. It started with O'Connell's March and moved on to the Galway Bay Hornpipe and the Banshee's Wail over the Mangle Pit. Before that, we had a visit from the Yanks, featuring Isaac Alderson. From the Yanks' 2015 Haymaker, we heard Isaac on pipes on a medley of Corny Is Coming, The New Mown Meadow, and The Graff's Bay. Let's hear now from two groups featuring multiple All-Ireland winners. First up is Trion, composed of Liz Carroll on fiddle and Billy McComiskey on accordion, backed by Dahi Sproul on guitar. They made two albums in the 90s, and from the second of these, Trion 2, we'll have a medley of Rathaldrin Castle, The Fergus, and Martin Wynn's No. 4. We'll follow that with a selection from Wee Banjo 3, but first, here's Trion on The Kitchen Party, Cayley. The
Carol, and you're listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
If you're just joining us, we're honoring the All-Ireland Flock Hiol by playing music from past All-Ireland winners, and we just heard Wee Banjo 3, a group stuffed with past champions. That was Enda Scahill and Martin Howley, who took the banjo crown, and Fergal Scahill, who did the same on fiddle, along with David Howley on guitar. From their 2016 album, String Theory, we had a set called Chair Snapper's Delight. Before Wee Banjo 3, we went back about 20 years for a selection from Trion, the group featuring All-Ireland winners Liz Carroll on fiddle and Billy McComiskey on accordion, along with Dahi Spruill on guitar. From their album Trion 2, we had a medley of Rathaldrin Castle, The Fergus, and Martin Wynn's No. 4. Let's keep it going now with Aoife Granville, the fiddle and flute player, vocalist, and college educator from Dingle, County Kerry. She won the All-Ireland Flute title in 2003, and 3 years later, she brought out her first CD, Shrod Owen Shuffle. We've enjoyed many fine tracks from this disc, and here's another, a medley of Chapel Street and John Brady's No. 9. We'll follow that with a rousing number from the Tulla Kaylee Band, but first, here's Aoife Granville on The Kitchen Party Kaylee. Tulla Kaylee Band there with a pair of reels, P-Joes and the Mountain Lark, as recorded live on the Kaylee House radio program for RTE. The band was formed in 1946 in Tulla, County Clare, by P.J. Hayes, Martin's father, Joe Cooley, and Patty Canny, and their ranks have included such stellar players as Bobby Casey, Willie Clancy, Patty O'Brien, and of course Martin Hayes. They had quite an All-Ireland rivalry going with the Kilfenora Kaylee Band in the 1950s, with the Kilfenoras winning in 1954, 55, and 56, the latter year beating Tulla by half a point, and then Tulla prevailed in 1957 and 1960. They're still going strong now, 71 years after their founding. Before the Tulla Kaylee Band, we heard from Aoife Granville. From her 2006 debut, Srod Owen Shuffle, we had a medley of Chapel Street and John Brady's Number 9. Let's hear from another flute champion, Matt Molloy, from County Roscommon. In 1966, he won the title at the age of 19, and after performing with the Bothy Band and the second incarnation of Planxty, he joined the Chieftains in 1979 and remains with them to this day. He's continued to release solo albums, and from 1996's Shadows on Stone, we'll hear A Fig for a Kiss, Paul Haypenny, and Merry Sisters. We'll then turn our attention away from the flute and toward the banjo, but first, here's Matt Molloy. On the Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee on WICR 88.7 FM, Indy's only homegrown Celtic music radio show. Cathal Hayden there from Rock, County Tyrone, an All-Ireland winner on both fiddle and banjo. We heard him on the latter on a set of reels including The Boyne Hunt, The Controversial, and The Donegal from his most recent solo record, Hooked on Banjo, which came out in 2016. Before Cathal, we enjoyed a set from Matt Malloy, best known for his nearly four decades with the Chieftains. From Matt's 1996 solo record, Shadows on Stone, we heard a sort of new agey treatment of A Fig for a Kiss, Paul Haypenny, and Merry Sisters. Matt will be coming to town with the Chieftains next March 4th for a show at Clues Hall on the campus of Butler University, and I will actually be giving a pre-performance talk, so make your plans to come on out. We've heard from a number of performers with Chicago connections this evening, and we've got two more coming up. First up is Lawrence Nugent. Originally from Fermanagh on the north of Ireland, Lawrence was a tin whistle champ in the early 90s before relocating to Chicago, where he's lived for more than 20 years now. We'll hear him on whistle on a medley of a fling, Sean O'Driscoll's, into a jig, P.T. O'Connor's, from his 2000 album, The Windy Gap. We'll then have a visit from our friend Jimmy Keane, right after Lawrence Nugent, on The Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you. Bohola there, the duo comprised of Jimmy Keane on piano accordion and Pat Broders on bouzouki. Jimmy was born in London with family roots in Connemara and Kerry, and he won the senior All-Ireland piano accordion title twice, and also for his duet work with Liz Carroll. Jimmy's been in Chicago for many years, working in a variety of settings. We heard a tune called Gwenine from the first Bohola album, a piece written by Jimmy. Before Bohola, we had a set from another Irish musician who now calls Chicago home, Lawrence Nugent, the great flute and whistle player. From Lawrence's 2000 album, The Windy Gap, we had a fling, Sean O'Driscoll's, into a jig, P.T. O'Connor's. We've time for one more track here, and it might be a bit of a red herring. We'll check out Finbar and Eddie Fury on a tune called The Fox Chase, which also includes the Fox Hunter's jig. The reason why I'm hedging here is simple. Finbar Fury is widely considered to be an All-Ireland winning Illan Piper, but I can't find any evidence that definitively states he actually did win, or didn't. He stated that he did, and we'll take that as good enough for our purposes. This selection comes from Finbar and Eddie's 1969 album, The Lonesome Boatman, and we'll give it a spin right now on The Kitchen Party, Cayley.
I'm going to try and relive this next tune for you now. It's called The Fox Chase. It's one of the most traditional tunes that we have in Ireland. It starts off with a little tune called Mother in a Roo, or The Little Red Dog, or Little Red Fox. Then it goes into the sounding of the houndsmaster's horn, the galloping of the horses, the letting loose of the fox, the letting loose of the dogs, the yelping of the fox through the fields, the galloping of the horses after the fox, the yelping of the dogs, and then the killing of the fox. Then we play the beautiful lament or slow air for the poor dead fox. Then it goes into a little jig called the Fox Hunter's Jig and finishes up with a mandarin aroo again. So if you close your eyes and sit back, I'm sure you have a good imagination.
Finbar and Eddie Fury there, with Finbar featured on the pipes. That was The Fox Chase from their 1969 album, The Lonesome Boatman. I hope you've enjoyed our tribute to past All-Ireland winners, and I want to congratulate all of this year's champions and tell them that we look forward to hearing you on future Kitchen Party Cayley shows. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Reach us by email at kitchenpartycaylee, that's all one word, and Cayley is C-E-I-L-I-D-H, at gmail.com, by Twitter at @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, and at kpc-radio.com. For our final track this week, we'll have Yule Harbor from Jackie Daly and Matt Cranich. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Bagdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Sunday at 10 p.m. right after the folk sampler. Slán ogat. You've been listening to The Kitchen Party Cayley on WICR 88.7 FM. This program was made possible by support from donations from the Friends of The Kitchen Party Cayley. We hope that you'll join us again next Sunday at 10 p.m. The Kitchen Party Cayley is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Cayley is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.